Let's find out. We've talked about this in the first part of the production, and when we want to find out about crossword compilation and the notion that's been predicted that by 2040 about 50% of all jobs are going to go the way to or going to go and be handled by artificial intelligence, then who better to speak to than our ace Maida Vale crossword compiler extraordinaire? Yes, the fabulous Mark Bremen. Good morning, Mark. Are you well?
I am fine, Alex. Thank you very much. And yes, may I congratulate you on your appropriate song to play me in, If Only Words.
Nice. You see, we appreciate the consummate professionals. Sometimes we don't make these explicit, Mark, because we appreciate the subtleties that our listener also appreciates.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that over the top?
No. It's just so. Just so. So is it true that an art that has been with us since the 1920s, so nearly 100 years, developed by human beings for the edification and delight of human beings, whether or not they ever completed the full crossword and so on, is that going to be replaced by artificial intelligence?
Well, there is already software out there that will complete a straight or an easy crossword in seconds, including all the clues. Okay, it's only synonyms, but it's out there. And yes, I think there will come a time when someone will come up with a program that follows the rules sufficiently, all the rules and conventions, for a newspaper to think, well, that's close enough. I mean, crosswords go into newspapers. Newspapers are struggling at the moment. They're looking for any ways to cut corners. And I can see a point, well, they will be close enough for them to say, well, why are we paying someone to do this?
Now, looking at some of the number crunching here, which obviously our artificial friends can do, you write on average 13,500 clues per year. You've constructed more than 30,000 word puzzles since 1991. I'm blown away by those numbers. I mean, we have English graduate Shaylee McKenzie with us in the studio. Shaylee, thoughts from yourself? Are you a crossword addict, or do you prefer the crossword side of things? Or are you more
no, I love crosswords. I mean, I've grown up with a granny who also loves crosswords, and as a young child would educate me on all sorts of different words. So it's kind of really, really sad to see that AI could take over, because it's almost a tradition.
I do think they're only going to take up to a certain point. I mean, as I say, it's more a question of economics that people will think, you know, this is now close enough. I don't think on the level of the wit and imagination that they will actually come close to human beings. I mean, if you think of the famous, it's a lateral thinking thing, which I think may trip them up at the end of the day. There was quite a famous clue a few years back, which was a bar of soap, 6-6, which came out as Rover's Return, which is a bar that appeared in a soap. I mean, which you wouldn't think of when you looked at the word bar of soap. It was a brilliant clue, not one of mine, sadly. And I don't think, it's unlikely a machine would be able to work on that level.
If they do reach that level, clearly, Mark, we'll have arrived at singularity, and effectively there'll be one consciousness that looks after all of us. So clearly we wouldn't want to progress at all.
By which time we needn't worry about anything.
Perhaps we'll have downloaded our own consciousness into the machine, and in some way we become the ghost that still creates the crossword.
We're basically in the Matrix.
But that point about whether you're reading your crosswords in the Evening Standard, the Daily Mirror, the Daily Express, the Sunday Telegraph, that personality that is Mark Bremen, is it something which can never be replicated? Or if an artificial intelligence developer came to you after listening to this particular piece, Mark, and said, Mr. Bremen, we'd like to download your consciousness and actually make our artificial intelligences more human, more with the Bremen personality fix, would you be up for that?
Well, I wish them all the luck in the world. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on anybody, I don't think. Would I be up for it? No, I don't think so. Oh. No, I think individuality is to be preserved and safeguarded at all costs.
Well, the old notion of personality, penchant and foibles. Crosswords, they tend to polarise folk, and as I said, there are other sort of games like Sudoku that have kind of come through over the years, but there's something sort of magical about the crossword. What was it in particular that led to you to become a cruciverbalist?
A cruciverbalist?
Indeed.
Entirely by chance, really. I was a musician at the time when they came along. The last thing I did was as Donovan's lead guitarist in the first of his comebacks. But it was all getting a bit session-y, and I wasn't enjoying that too much. So I got a very small part-time job in a local press agency, which has since been acquired by the Press Association, as a proofreader. And within all of 2 weeks, one of their main compilers left. So more out of desperation, I think, than anything else, they turned to me and said, would you like to try a hand at it? So, of course, I said yes, and that was 30 years ago.
The rest is history.
Yes, very long history.
Wondrous. Shaylee, any thoughts from yourself? Any questions you'd like to put to our cruciverbalist?
Yeah, so earlier you spoke about print. In general, as a 25-year-old, I do feel like it's all digital now. How do you think that's going to impact the future in terms of selling print and stuff?
Well, it's a tough one, and I think it's entirely down to human nature how that works. I mean, when e-books came out, you know, they were sort of wringing their hands and bemoaning the end of the printed book, and clearly that hasn't happened and it's never going to happen. Whether that happens in newspapers is a moot point. I think, you know, youngsters like yourself are sort of far more au fait with the internet. I think, you know, if anything is going to kill it off, it's certainly going to be the internet rather than e-books, purely for the convenience of it. I think there will always be a certain number of Luddites like myself who would much prefer a printed thing, particularly if you're doing a crossword. It's so much easier just to sort of have that thing in your hand and a pen and off you go. So I don't know. It's not going to affect books, I don't think. I think they're going to live quite happily together. Newspapers, not for sure. That's not looking quite so gloomy. I mean, it is looking a little more gloomy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely more in favour of having a good thick book in my hands as opposed to a Kindle.
Indeed. Yes, which leads quite nicely onto the fact that, you know, I'm worried. I certainly have thought it expedient to diversify, and my first novel has just been published, As You Like Books, The Foggiest Notion, which entirely coincidentally is a rather surreal adventure story about a middle-aged man trapped inside a cryptic crossword puzzle.
Unbelievable.
That sounds really interesting.
Writers writing from their own experience, who'd have thought it? Amazing. The Foggiest Notion, of course, is something I'm sure will become one of our Book of the Month choices.
Definitely, we'll get straight on that.
Which you need to. In fact, if you're looking for predictions, Mark, you're suggesting that actually the trade of Britain's compilers of crosswords, i.e. the cruciverbalists, could die out completely by 2033. So we've got about another 14, 15 years.
Enjoy it whilst it
lasts. Only one of many.
Well, let's maintain the positivity, because for those folk who are thinking, oh, Donovan, was it Jason? No, I don't think it's Jason Donovan here. So I've immediately eliminated from the clue collection of musical choices, potential musical choices for you, all of Jason and Kylie. But we can offer you either Epistle to Dippy, which is a nice sort of letter to Dippy that's a classic Donovan. There Is a Mountain. There is indeed. Yes. Catch the Wind, yes. Jennifer Juniper, Colours, Josie, or indeed Season of the Witch. Which one would you prefer?
Out of those? Season of the Witch, I think.
I had a feeling that I just had a sense. Two final questions, Mark. Three. Where can people go to find out further details about your thoughts on cruciverbalism, the future of crossword compilers, and, of course, The Foggiest Notion, which presumably is available from all good bookshops and online services?
Yes, it is. There is an article. I've just written an article for the London Economic, which is all about crosswords and how to solve them. That's quite fun. And as I think the other article about the extinction thing is also in, I think it's appeared in the Times Online and the Mirror Online and also the London Economic and the Ham and High and just about everywhere, really. Be lucky to avoid it.
And looking at the Ham and High, what an awesome online publication that is as well. It's amazing. Mark, it's been fabulous touching base with the good self. Will you be kind enough to return in the not-too-distant future and keep us abreast of your novel writing skills and a variety of other things as well? Will you return?
I would be honoured to do so.
Round of applause for Mark, please. Woo! Mark Raymond.